Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. Welcome back, 13 After. Thank you for hanging out with me, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Memorial Day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for allowing me to play that. I love that song. When the flourish at the end there, I hope I never stop getting a chill. I never have stopped. I always do. I hope I never stop getting a chill when that happens. It's Memorial Day, folks. And as you know, reasonable people have disagreed in the past over the exact origins of what we now call Memorial Day. But most accept that the practice of decorating the graves of Americans who died defending the country began in earnest by women of the South during and following the Civil War. And then General John Logan, on May 5th, 1868, who was the national commander of the Army of the Republic, he made it sort of official when he issued General Order Number 11, which stated in part that, quote, "The 30th day of May, 1868, is designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country," end quote. Since that time, other than Congress making it a national holiday and changing the date to the last Monday in May, which many people are not happy about, by the way, America has honored its fallen heroes from all conflicts in pretty much the same manner as General Logan anticipated, with a language of his order whereby posts and comrades will, in their own way, arrange such fitting services and testimonials of respect as circumstances may permit, end quote. When America issued its first call to arms, before it was a country, before there was a standing professional army, that call went to the militia, which was identified as all able-bodied men, calling themselves the Minutemen because they could be ready to fight on a minute's notice. They were primarily shopkeepers, craftsmen, farmers, etc. Today, we call them small business owners. From as far away as Scotland, America's Minutemen were impressive. Writing about the colony's quest for independence from England in his classic work, The Wealth of Nations, Adam Smith predicted America would prevail against England thanks to its militia, which, he said, turns from its primary citizen character into a standing army. By the 20th century, state militia had become part of the National Guard. And by 1916, the National Defense Act created another layer of citizen soldiers, the reserves, of which I was a part of for a long time. Prior to the war with Spain, Latter-day Minutemen served only on American soil, but since 1898, including World War I, World War II, the Korean War, in Vietnam, both Iraqi conflicts, and in Afghanistan, America has deployed its citizen soldiers around the world right alongside regular armed forces. In Iraqi freedom, for example, the Guard and Reserve have averaged, and also in Afghanistan, the Guard and Reserve have averaged about one-third of U.S. forces and accounted for a comparable percentage of the casualties. Whenever they've been called, small business owners and their employees have left the marketplace to demonstrate their courage and to pay the ultimate sacrifice, if necessary, on the battlefield. So today, as we honor all who have paid that price, who've given all of their tomorrows so you and I can have today, in service to this country, let's also remember the long tradition of America's small business volunteers, employees, and owners who served faithfully in harm's way on behalf of a grateful nation. It's hard enough leaving a family behind to march into harm's way for anyone, regardless of how they're stationed, of what their orders read, or where they came from. But the degree of difficulty of that commitment to march into harm's way is compounded for members of the Guard, for members of the Reserve, who also disconnect from careers and businesses. This is not to take anything away from anyone else, but for the last 100+ years, America has depended upon its Guard and Reserves to fill those niches, to fill those holes, to supplement, to augment any kind of gaps that they had in the military, in the active duty military. Whenever somewhere in the world someone dialed 911 and America went for any kind of an extended period for the last 100+ years, 110 or 20 years, the members of the military, reserves, and the National Guard have been part of that call, have answered that call, and as we know, have had a comparable, the percentage that they were involved, also that percentage resulted in casualties for them. Clearly, America would not exist nor ultimately have endured without the sacrifice of those heroes who, as Smith said, turned from their primary citizen's character into a standing army. It's Memorial Day, folks. Take a few minutes today, especially when you're with a group, take a few minutes to and ask the group to stop for a moment and just be silent and think of those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, who gave all their tomorrows so that you and I could have today. I'm Jim Blasingame, right back after these messages. I want to talk when we come back about the cost of freedom, the price of freedom. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.